Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Cindy Perlman Gabriel in Las Vegas with our entertainment report. Cindy, good morning. Let's start with music news and new album from Shania Twain. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Bob, and let's go, girls, as Shania likes to say. The five-time Grammy winner is not only hosting the ACM Awards this weekend on Sunday, but she just announced her seventh studio album called Little Miss Twain, set for release on July 24th. She said, a lot of Little Miss Twain is reflective of my teens, my roots, as well as the energy of rock music and R&B, but she promises it will still have that Western twang. And Shania, who was born Eileen Regina Edwards, says, where I'm from, you don't go anywhere on a horse, you go on a snowmobile. So she's either from Chicago or Ontario. And a little more Shania news. In June, she's going to join Harry Styles at Wembley for 12 nights. She'll be opening for him. And her lead single off the new album, Dirty Rose, just dropped. It was written by Twain and tells the story of a lover who can drive her crazy, but he still isn't allowed to drive her truck. Doesn't that sound like a country song right there?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's listen to a little bit of Dirty Rose. That is the Shania news. And now on to what K-pop will be doing.
Your ladies are going global. It's going to be the K-pop Demon Hunters Worldwide Concert Tour, hitting 150 different cities in 2027. They haven't announced the dates or the cities yet, but Netflix is promising it will be a live experience that will bring elements of the two-time Oscar-winning film to life. There is a wait list, though, that you can sign up for right now called kpopdemonhunterslive.com. Hmm. And then they'll give you updates on the cities and the dates. And a movie sequel is being fast-tracked. They can't get that out soon enough.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's go on to some movie news. Adam Sandler will be coming back to the big screen. What's he doing?
With his buddies in a threequel, Grown Ups 3 just got greenlit. And all the guys are back, including the core five, Sandler, Chris Rock, David Spade, Kevin James, and Rob Schneider. That's got to be a fun set to be on. They're saying that it's just the next installment of these guys just messing around. And it's been good for the box office. The first one earned $271 million, and the second one, $247 million.
Hmm. Another John Hamm series is coming soon. This guy's been busy, hasn't he?
This guy, I mean, when is he going to have time to go to any Cardinal games this summer? Because right off the success of Your Friends and Neighbors, he's going to be in this cool 1970s period piece based on a podcast called American Hostage. And he'll play Fred Heckman, a beloved Indianapolis radio reporter who finds himself at the center of a crisis when a hostage taker demands to be interviewed for his popular news program. And this is based on a real case in 1977 when a guy named Tony Curtis held a mortgage broker hostage. The mortgage broker was taking his house and refused to give him an extension. And the kidnapper made frequent calls to this one radio station and demanded justice for anyone who had issues with bankers and mortgages. So this sounds really good. And Hamm himself describes that his character is a man with deep integrity who really challenges this hostage crisis. So that sounds like a great John Hamm project.
And we'll be able to see this in the fall, this fall?
Yeah, this fall.
Nate Bargatze has a lot of fans around here, and he's going to be in a summer family comedy. Tell us about it.
This could be the sleeper of summer. They're doing sneak previews all over the country, so look out for one in Chicago eventually. We'll keep people informed. But it's called The Breadwinner. It's out May 29th, and it's sort of a loose remake of Mr. Mom, the Michael Keaton movie. He's the stay-at-home dad, Nate, a former salesman who now manages three daughters, while his wife, played by Mandy Moore, pursues this big business deal out of town. Believe me, he's got the far tougher gig. And good support cast, Colin Jost, Will Forte. The film was written by Nate and is tested well. And the really interesting thing is he's doing something pushing for lower ticket prices at the cinemas. So he calls it the Nate rate. Huh. Many theaters are lowering the rates at certain times for this movie. So if you check it, they won't say what theaters yet, but if you check into it, you might get to see it on the cheap.
The Nate rate, love it. I wish some music people would do that for the concert tickets.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's have Bruce Bucks. Let's come on.
I like that, Bruce Bucks. This new Netflix series sounds like Survivor. Is that what this is?
It's Survivor with pumas, Bob. There's no way. And surviving is the key. It's called Outlast the Jungle. Right now, I'm out. I mean, I might watch this, but there's just no way I could ever do it. They're just Netflix thought, oh, this is fun. Let's plop a bunch of strangers, 16 of them, into the Panamanian jungle. What could happen, right?
Yeah.
There's just giant pumas who want to eat you, three-toed sloths who aren't friendly, howler monkeys, which just sounds bad from the start, and jaguars who, you know, they're just prowling around at night. And though you have to work in teams, and it's bad if your team member gets eaten or, you know, drowned or whatever. But, you know, everyone's vying for $1 million.
Bad when your team member gets eaten. Yes, I hate when that happens. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.